For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a city in the Czech Republic. It's not the capital, Prague. We're looking for a city in the eastern part of the country. The city is the historic capital of Moravia. It was a big trading hub in the Middle Ages. There's a story that Julius Caesar founded the original settlement, though it's unlikely he ever set foot there. Still, the city began as a Roman military camp with the name Julius Hill. It's a city full of churches, including a 1,000-year-old cathedral. We'll tell you more about another church in the city, a chapel, actually. For a few days recently, it was transformed into one giant musical instrument. But before we get to that, we want the name of this historic city. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we were looking for a city in the Czech Republic, the historic capital of Moravia. The answer is Olmos. For a city that goes back centuries, modern-day Olmos is pretty trailblazing. It hosts a multimedia festival, for one thing. The festival recently commissioned an awe-inspiring bit of digital art, as The World's Alex Galifian reports.
There's a video doing the rounds online from the most recent multimedia festival in Olmos. It shows the interior of a chapel. Every detail is marked out by shifting lights. First a statue of an angel, then a window, then a stone pillar. As you watch the video, you also see little dots of light floating about. They're from handheld laser pointers, like the ones that drive cats crazy. And here's what makes this so neat. The laser pointers control the sounds.
The main purpose of the whole installation, you could say it's big musical instrument.
Tomáš Dvořák is one of the two artists behind the installation, called Archifon. He created the music and the sound effects, while his friend Daniel Gregor figured out the visuals. Dvořák told me that when the multimedia festival in Olmos came calling, the organizers offered them a range of venues. But this Baroque chapel stood out. Oh, and by the way, it's not used as a chapel anymore. In fact, it's been deconsecrated.
You can do like more radical things there, maybe.
What really grabbed Dvořák and Gregor was the sheer variety of elements to play with. Angels, windows and pillars, statues, paintings, ledges and stone reliefs. They used about 100 elements in all.
Somebody comes into the place and he uses these laser pointers and he touches with the laser pointer some element like statue or window or whatever, and it somehow reacts.
And they had 10 people in there at a time, kind of playing the chapel. It's a lovely idea. Point the laser at the angel and the angel sings. Point three lasers at three angels and they sing together. Sure, it's just technology. A wide-angle projector, a webcam, and some clever software. But watch the video, and you'll see it adds up to something kind of magical. Unfortunately, the festival's over now.
It was only for a few days, which is kind of shame. But it'll be only in your memories for the people who were there.
Next up for Dvořák and Gregor, bringing new life to an old library in Brussels. Although the idea of working in the US appeals too.
Definitely.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
You can watch laser pointers turn the chapel into one giant musical instrument. The video's at theworld.org.